Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome aboard. Oh, welcome aboard, everybody. Oh, the tongue is still hurting. Anyway, Lenny Melnick right here for the next 28 minutes or so. As we just keep it rolling here, we keep it rolling, and baseball, of course, starts on Monday, right after the Super Bowl. Hey, Andy, expect 5 to 8 inches of snow here this morning, so I'm ready to go. But I can't go to the supermarket, and I ate everything already in sight that you left me. So if you don't mind, I may be eating your shoes this afternoon, okay? As, hey, she comes back Monday, everybody, so I'll be in great spirits. Don't worry about it, but let's see what's going on in Major League Baseball with a lot going on. Yeah, there's a lot going on. Nobody else thinks there's a lot going on, but we think there's a lot, and of course, with talking yesterday about teams that were tanking, we will talk today about some of the gold mines that you'll find with some of these tanking teams. There's always gold mines when it comes to the teams that are perceived as bad teams. But first of all, in the chat room this morning, David Leisure was talking about a trade. And if at any time you have a trade or anything, any topic that you want me to talk about, I will throw away any topic that I prepared for. And that's what we'll do. We'll talk about you. So David's talking about trading Martin Prado for, I don't know how you did this trade, man, for Andrew Cashner and Tyler Clippard. David, if you haven't made the trade by now, I'm disappointed, as there's an article up on the website. You know, Andy showed me how to do articles. That's what I do all day. I post like 20 articles a day, and there's one about the interest that Arizona has on Tyler. I am shocked that the Mets haven't signed Tyler Clippard. But if he does sign with Arizona, you know the history of Brad Ziegler. He has filled in nicely as a closer, but I don't recall the last time he had a full season as a closer. So I would absolutely make that trade. And as far as Andrew Cashner is concerned, he's 29 already. 29 years old, gave up 14 home runs last year against left-handed hitters, and that's as many home runs as he gave up 2012, 2013, and 2014 combined. So, boy, that took a lot of chutzpah for you to offer that trade, David, okay? So anyway, yeah, maybe it was 87 that Ziegler closed. So Cashner gave up a lot of home runs to lefties, but here's the thing. At age 29, he had the lowest strikeout to walk rate since 2011. But sometimes we don't quite get the fact that catchers make a big difference to pitchers, and that's why Yadier Molina is so important to the Cardinals, the whole deal. But Cashner, in 2014, with Yasmani Grandal behind the plate, had a 19% called strike rate on pitches outside the strike zone. All right, so pitches outside the strike zone, the catcher frames it, the catcher brings it back, the umpires call it a called strike, and that was rated number one in Major League Baseball. Now, last year, with Daniel Norris behind the plate, the strikeout percentage called strikes, or pitches outside the zone, was 13%, and that ranked him 32nd. So the combination of the left-handed home runs and the difference in the called strikes outside the strike zone really created an awful season Framing does not work. Okay. Brad says, now Brad is an umpire. I just got scolded in the chat room saying framing doesn't work. Now, you know what? I don't know if it works or not. I mean, I've been a catcher when I played in Little League, and of course I tried, you know, bringing the ball in. And I don't know, Brad, that's an interesting thing. I'd like to have you, you know, maybe next week we'll have you on talking about how umpires react to catchers that are attempting to bring the ball back and frame it. But Major League Baseball seems to think it matters. They keep the stats, and you know, I'm reporting it. So there you go. So I definitely think that Andrew Cashner is a candidate. He's on his free agent year. David, make that trade. Don't let the guy get away with it, even if you have to add something to it. I think you may have a closer there. Okay, a lot of the stuff going on. By the way, head over to the website, LennyMelnickFantasySports.com, and enter. I'll tell you, it's been very popular, the contest of what pitcher. This is a $100 prize, man. What pitcher is going to pitch the first no-hitter? I gave you a clue. I'll give you a clue. For the last 3 years, San Francisco Giant pitchers have pitched no-hitters. Matt Cain in 2012. You got Lincecum in 13 and 14. And you had Charlton Heston, or whatever his name is, in 2015. It's not Charlton Heston. All right? I know his last name is Heston. All right, Chris Heston. There you go. Sometimes I need two chances. Charlton Heston was actually he was actually Moses or somebody. All right, so there you go. Anyway, Charlton Heston had 15 in last year, so a Giant guy wouldn't be too bad. No, not too bad. Now the Mets, Sandy Alderson announced that they may be. This is pretty big, actually. It shows that the Mets are still screwed up. He said there'll be a 6-man rotation from time to time, okay? From time to time, okay? So, what does that mean? They're talking, let's not get screwed up. Let's not jump off Matt Harvey and Sid DeGrom and DeGroom. Let's not jump off them, because it's probably going to amount to about anywhere from 10 to 15 starts that the rotation is going to miss. You know, it's not a bad idea to every once in a while throw in an extra starter, depending upon the situation. So let's do it that way, okay? Let's do it that way. Now we welcome Faye583, who is a newcomer. And look, Brad and Eric and Greg and the guest and Jet and Nakahoma and Michael and Ted and the Natural and Tim McLeod and, of course, you know, David and Faye and my lovely companion, Andy. Great to see everybody in the chat room. Now, here's the deal, all right? Now, Faye is in a dynasty league, and he's been questioning me left and right about dynasty. I'm not a big dynasty fan, and as you know, at my age, I don't even think I could get into a dynasty league now, because I want to see who wins at the end. Anyway, the point is that it's very simple, and I don't understand why people are drafting. And Faye said to me yesterday, should I take Vladimir Guerrero over Fernando Rodney? All right, it's a dynasty league. Who would you rather have, Fernando Rodney or Vladimir Guerrero? Now, you're going into this with one closer, and that's Rosenthal. Who would you rather have? I'll throw you out that question. Yes, this is the best-kept secret, okay? I'll throw you out this. Who would you rather have, Fernando Rodney or Vladimir Guerrero Jr.? Okay? Let's hear what you guys have to say about that. I'm going to tell you who I picked, but before I tell you who I picked, let's see if you can figure out by the clue. The only way to play dynasty baseball is to let all the other jerks pick Vladimir Guerrero, okay? Let them pick Vladimir Guerrero. Let them pick all. I understand you get the Carlos Correa and the Mike Trout and the Bryce Harpers. You'll know about those guys, and yes, those guys may be hard to pass up, but, Vladimir Guerrero is 16 years old, so maybe in 5 or 6 years he'll help your team. God willing, we'll still be here talking about it. But Fernando Rodney can save. The name of the game is this. All right, here's the name of the game. The name of the game is you try to win this year. and you grab the best players that you can. Okay? Now, and I'll tell you why. First of all, when you grab the best players and you're trying to win now, you could win this year. All right? Why take Vladimir Guerrero so you could win 6 years from now? And then he may need a year or two to develop. So it doesn't make any sense to me. But here's the other kicker. When you draft the good players who are playing this year, certainly somewhere down the road, there's going to be a fight for first place. And you have some pretty good players. And you can take those pretty good players and you can then trade them for Vladimir Guerrero. So people are going to be fighting to win this year and looking for that closer. And maybe you'll have Fernando Rodney and looking for that hitter and looking for that stolen base guy. And you trade them whatever they need, whatever they want, whatever can win it for them in exchange for Vladimir. So there you go. You'll get your Vladimir Guerrero, all right? So the big question is, it's not try to win it now. Every once in a while, you'll pick up some hot shot, but not at the expense of winning this year, all right? So, yeah, Vladimir Guerrero is a guy you talk up the guy next to you. That's right. David's got it. Why wait to try to win 6 years from now when you want to win now? Your league may be disbanded by then, for crying out loud. All right, so that's the secret to playing Dynasty. So Faye, who's done a good job, he inherited a team, and I got to tell you something. The name of the game is winning now, and you can get the prospects later on in the year. Let all the jerks fight for them in the draft while you're picking up guys that can help you. You'll pick up the Eugenio Suarez. You'll pick up the veteran guys. You'll pick up the Edward Encarnacion's, but they're, because they're meant to win now. Let everybody else take the youngsters and win 5 years from now while you win this year and maybe next year. What the heck is wrong with that? So that's what you do, okay? So there you go. That's my tip on how to play Dynasty Baseball. All right, something that I forgot to mention yesterday. I told you I was keying in on a player on my National League labor team. Now, who do you think it is, okay? Who do you think? I'm keying in on one player, and I'm thinking of starting my next team. You know, I'm already on my fifth or sixth team. As I plotted out, I explained to you what I did with my first team, and now I'm tweaking it. And there's one player who seems to fit everything, and that is Gregory Polanco. Yeah, Polanco. I mean, the guy is, you know, he's a big kid. He's going to hit you 15 to 20 home runs. He's going to steal. The only thing I don't like is if he bats second, because the RBIs will be a little down. But for the value, I think I'm going to be keying on Gregory Polanco as my big player, as the player that I'm going to build my team around. And he's the guy that I'm going to make sure that I get. Now, if you remember, last year, Todd Frazier was the guy. And, yeah, I was right on the button with Todd Frazier. Okay, unfortunately, I lost Adam Wainwright and chased him all year. I had a good team. I've always had a good offense. So Polanco is the guy that I'm starting to key against. Okay, I'm starting to key on Polanco. By the way, here's a trivia question for you. I stopped giving trivia questions, but I'll give them now, as I'm going to talk about Michael Conforto in just a second. But before we talk about Conforto, let me ask you, what player in Major League Baseball playing right now, okay, what player in Major League Baseball playing right now has played more games on the same team than anybody else? As a matter of fact, let me rephrase it. What player has played more games on being only on one team? He's only been on one team, okay, and he's played more games than anybody else in Major League Baseball. And the amount of games he's played is 1,546 games, okay? So who's that player who has played on more? We get another damn David logged out to look it up. Come on, David, you don't do that. Anyway, David Wright is the answer. as I gave it away. I didn't mean to say it, but anyway, David Wright has played on more games on one team than anybody else in Major League Baseball. Michael Conforto's name has come up. Ryan Howard, good one by Faye, but David Wright's the answer. And Sandy Alderson says today that Michael Conforto may not be an everyday player. Are you kidding me? What is going on? I've never seen a year where general managers have made such bonehead statements. They come out, they say, oh, I'm really looking to get to the guy. There are really some bold statements by general managers, which reminds me, go to the website, LennyMelnickFantasySports.com, and put your bold statement in there. I still haven't put my Alvarez statement in. I don't know. I may change that. I may have another one. And then finally, a couple of things. The Yankees are going to be in. Who thinks the Yankees by the end? All right, let's just – I was going to put this up as a contest, but this it's really a yes or no. Will the New York Yankees – the Yankees are the only team that has not signed a free agent. Who thinks that the Yankees will eventually sign a free agent? Who thinks that the Yankees won't? Yes or no? Will the Yankees sign a free agent or not? And I'll tell you what. We know that the Yankees are really toeing the line here. But if you take a look at that depth chart, the only one who's the backup third baseman, unless you want to say A-Rod, Fantasy Phil says no. The only one who's a backup third baseman is Starlin Castro. And Starlin Castro hasn't played third base ever. No third base for Castro. So it's really pretty ridiculous that the Yankees don't have a backup third baseman. So let's see what happens there. All right, that's just about catches you all up on what's going on the free agent market. Of course, Tyler Clippard, he's out there. He's a good player. As a matter of fact, David Leisure told me that he thought Tyler Clippard was the most underrated player in sports. Now, I don't think David understood my question, but I don't think he's the most underrated, but I think he can be pretty good. And also, Yovani Gallardo looks like he may wind up going to the Baltimore Orioles. That's what Baltimore says anyway. All right, yesterday we talked about teams that, and we talked about it in the framework of tanking. I mean, a team's really tanking. We addressed that yesterday, and I've taken the position that I don't think teams are tanking. I really don't. But, you know, teams are bad. There's no question there's a lot of bad teams. And we talked about all the teams in the National League. There were six teams in the National League that, I mean, you know, for lack of a better word, they stink. Atlanta, Philadelphia, Milwaukee, you had Cincinnati, San Diego, Colorado. And there's some real gems on each one of these teams. But the one team that we didn't talk about that was tanking, and I don't know, this team really looks like they are tanking. If there's any one team that's tanking, it's this team here. And I don't get it. You know, there are a couple of teams in Major League Baseball. Atlanta's made themselves clear. Cincinnati's made themselves clear. A lot of teams have made themselves clear. But there were a couple of teams like the Oakland Athletics. I don't get it, man. I don't know what they're doing. So let's just take a look at some of the real fantasy gems on the Oakland Athletics, because they are loaded, I think, with fantasy gems. And here's why. First of all, everybody's down on Stephen Vogt, and if you're drafting early, take them. I heard Stephen Vogt yesterday in an interview, who left-handed hitter, he's not a great player, but he's a very adequate catcher, and he's certainly ahead of Josh Fegley. But Stephen Vogt said he had surgery in the offseason on his shoulder, and he's got full range of motion already, and he's already started to throw. So Stephen Vogt will not miss any time. And Stephen Vogt is a pick that people are going to be afraid to take because they got the specter of surgery in their head. They don't know what it is. They don't know what he had. They don't know how he's doing. They haven't sent them a card. But they won't take Stephen Vogt. So, yeah, you take him. I would take Stephen Vogt. And you know I'm not very big on catchers, but Stephen Vogt's going to cost you nothing. Absolutely nothing. Now, who else did I got here? All right. First of all, I'll tell you the guy to stay away from. All right, and there's probably, as I'm looking, there's more guys to stay away from. I think this is fool's gold now that I'm looking at it. I got a problem here. All right, Coco Crisp. Now, I don't know how many games he played last year, but he didn't play too many, I'll tell you that. And I don't even think he's ready to play this year. So before you start reaching at a guy you think is going to steal some bases and hit some home runs, really be careful with Coco Crisp. The last I heard about Crisp was that he may not play as many games as he did last year, and that was crazy. Now, Billy Burns, there's absolutely no reason on paper to shy away from Billy Burns. But from the history of baseball, I've taken a lot of information, and there's a lot of things that repeat, and Billy Burns is in that category. I'll tell you why. Billy Burns, last year, came on the scene. Everybody knows he can steal bases, but he led spring training in hits, and the word on Billy Burns was that even though he could run, he couldn't get on base because he can't hit. So how does a guy who can't hit, the scouts tell me Billy Burns can't hit. Billy Burns can't hit. Billy Burns can't hit. Billy Burns gets the most hits of any player in spring training. And we'll go over the spring training, last year's spring training, just to remind you who were the stars of spring training and who were the busts and which guys really didn't pan out in that way during the season. But Billy Burns wasn't supposed to hit. He hit during the spring. He hit during the season. Had a great year. I think that was his magical season. And if Billy Burns becomes a player, then I will eat my hat, because I may be eating Andrea's shoes in the next couple of days, because we got no food and we got a snowstorm coming. So I don't know what's going on, okay? But anyway, Billy Burns. Tim McCloud says he's afraid of Vogt because he's heading into age 32, and last year was, and that's a great point. That's a great point, Tim. Tim comes up at 32, never had a good season, but he's got nobody behind him. He could hit. I'm not saying Spindle. Look, last year I spent a total of $4 or maybe $5 on a combination of four catchers in both Labor and Talent Wars, and they were both the same guys. A.J. Pruszynski and A.J. Ellis. So I'm not really big on the catchers. So I do heed those warnings. That's why he's going to go for nothing. But I still think for nothing, he's a pretty good value if you're going to take the position, especially in the auction format. Probably a better pick in the auction than he is in the snake draft. You could probably snag a better catcher in the snake draft, no question about it. But if he may go for $2-3. And when if you want him in the auction, here's what you do. This is the kind of guy. Now, of course, there's going to be so much that's going to happen between now, and he'll be exposed as a player. But I would start the bidding at $2. Now, normally, I always start the bidding at $1. Because I just do. Even if it's a $30 player, I'm starting it at $1. I just like to piss everybody off. But the point is that when I like a player like Vogt, or I like somebody a lot, I will start at $2, because the chances are that it's a lot easier to go $2 than it is to go $3, especially in the end game. So, but we'll talk about that at a later date, okay? Yeah, absolutely talk about that. How to play the end game, something that really nobody talks about, but we'll talk about that. By the way, with the snow coming on, you know what I do on snow weekends. LennyMelnick@gmail.com is my email address. If you'd like to chat about your team or about baseball in general or anything, you can send me an email with your name, phone number, and a designated day and time, and yes, I'll call you back. No, Andrea, I won't do that for you because you think I'm a freaking idiot. No, I'm not a lonely man. No, I'm not. I've got plenty of friends. I've got a beautiful, lovely wife and the whole deal. And I am not, but I still love talking baseball. So if you want to do that, I'm not a pathetic old creature. No, I'm not. I will be happy to talk about your team at any time. Now, Josh Reddick is on his free agent year. Now, if you think that Josh Reddick is going to stay in the Oakland Alameda Coliseum, whatever that is, well, I don't even know the name of that place. Is that still the Oakland Alameda Coliseum? I don't know. Anyway, Reddick, the left-handed hitter, he's going to be gone. I mean, and he may even be gone before the season starts. He was the one guy that I really thought had a pretty good chance to be traded. So Reddick. Billy Butler says he still has something left. He could be a pretty interesting pick. I call him a good end-game player because even though the lineup – look, Jed Lowry is not bad at second base if you don't care about the stolen bases. I know a lot of guys like Mark Canha, but for some reason, they got Yonder Alonso, and I don't get it. Max Muncy is there, the left-handed hitting big man. So I don't know about Mark Canha. I know he made a splash last year, but he didn't. Danny Valencia could be pretty good over at third base. He has really come on to be a very good, especially when a left-handed pitcher is throwing. Danny Valencia splits, so you can take Danny Valencia, and if you're allowed to make daily moves, you can put him in against lefties. And certainly for the daily game, Danny Valencia is a big-time player, so no question about it. So Valencia goes in. Marcus Semien, remember last year, got off to so many errors. I think if he could improve, I think the errors got to him last year. And it really affected his offense. And when I say I think that, how the hell do I know what it was? Just from watching baseball, you know, it happened to Ian Desmond too. The players who have trouble with their, with their fielding, it generally goes into their, into the batting cage and the whole deal. Yeah, Long Island's got 5 to 8 inches of snow. It's coming down. Andy, I just want to tell you, I went outside, I took the car, I turned it around, but that's it. I'm going to start scavenging the house and try to figure out if there's any food. All right? So, but yeah, it really comes now. The other guy is Sonny Gray. Everybody I've talked to, all the scouts, all the people, everybody in the know. I'm not talking about the fantasy geeks. We don't know anything, all right? But there are certain people that do, and I listen to guys like Kenny Rosenthal and John Heyman. I was going to say Art Heyman. Anybody know who Art Heyman was? If you do, you get a special prize. So anyway, everybody said Sonny Gray was going to be traded. And if this team gets off to the bad start that we expect them to, Sonny Gray will be traded, okay? But he's still a fantasy gold mine. There's no question about it. So Sonny Gray can still do he's one of the top pitchers absolutely in the American League. So we take Sonny Gray. Now, but you take a look at this. When I say this team is tanking, what did Rich Hill have? 4 games last year, and he gets, what, $6 million? Chris Bassett, Kendall Graveman, Felix DuBont? Oh, you kidding me? The sleeper here could be Jared Parker, by the way. Jared Parker, he's the guy that you got to watch in the spring. You got to watch Jared Parker. You got to itch his name on your kitchen table. Now, the bullpen, Sean Doolittle is going to be the closer. I mean, Ryan Matson's the setup guy. John Axford is, I don't even know what he is, but he's certainly not going to be the closer. So if there's any, people are confused about the closer here. So if you're doing a draft now, and Faye, I will tell you, Sean Doolittle could be still left. If he is, grab him. Because Faye is a guy who showed me his team. He has one closer, and that's Rosenthal. Now, one closer does you bupkis. It does you nothing. There's no point in having one closer. If I had one closer, I would offer him in a trade, especially if I needed some offense, and Faye does. I would offer him for a power speed guy, and try. And who cares if I have one closer or no closers? But if you have one closer and have a chance to get two, that's a big difference. So if Sean Doolittle is out there, Faye, grab him, and then you'll have Fernando Rodney, Sean Doolittle, and Rosenthal. And now you could very well, for nothing, be in that freaking category, and that's going to help you quite a bit, okay? Axford isn't even this. Axon is nothing, all right? Doolittle is the closer, no question about it. So you got that. Load up on guys who could do the job. Take Tyler Clippard. You could wind up, Faye, winning that closer category, as I did a couple of years ago in Tal Wars, where I did not draft a closer, and with about a month left, I found myself slipping out of the race to win it, and wound up actually contending for the save category. I picked up a bunch of guys. Next thing I know, my decision was, should I continue to try to win the league, or Or should I just try to win the closers category? I think that would have been a bigger achievement. Win the closer category without drafting a closer. Good. You got Jumbo Diaz. Okay. You didn't get Dula Diaz, so now you have Diaz and I don't think you have Hoover, but in a vacuum, I'd rather have Hoover. No question about it, okay? I don't think Madsen's in the mix, Tim, but we'll see. All right, look, a great weekend. Super Bowl, I'm going with the Denver Broncos. I'm going with the Broncos over Carolina. I'm going 35-17, Broncos over Carolina. All right, I always go for the old guys, and that's Peyton Manning. Have a great Super Bowl, everybody. Don't forget, pick up a phone and call me if you want. Send me that email. Go to the website. Pump it up. Predictions. Thanks, everybody.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.